Thank you, God, for a brand new day. Thank you so much for gracing us with the breath of life for a brand new day. And thank you so much for bringing us to the middle of the week, that much closer to your rest day. I just want to say, God, thank you so much for the love that you continue to give us. And having a love that is indescribable is just felt each and every day. I just want to say thank you, God, for all of that. And I just want to say, Father, for all your sons and daughters out there, I ask that you just give them mercy and grace each and every day as we're supposed to ask for it, as we're not supposed to assume that we automatically have it. Knowing that you made us in your image and we want to walk the walk that you have designed for us. Thank you, God. And as we're that much closer to what the world celebrates, I just want to focus on what you said in your word about that. So, in Colossians 2, verses 20-22, so it says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinance? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the condiment and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a shew of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not to any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So basically what that is saying, that we're only satisfying the flesh when we walk in the world. There's no, we walk with God. So that's why it also says, and he said to them in Luke 9, verse 23-24, says, and he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. So basically, God is talking to us and ensuring us to just only walk with him and nobody else. And that's the reason why it's essential to be in the world, but not of the world. When we're walking with God, we cannot be of the world. We have to be not of the world. We can live in the world, and we have to be more God-like each and every day. That's why we have a cross that we're supposed to deny ourselves each and every day. And when we do that, then we align ourselves with our purpose, and God just pours his grace and love upon us. Thank you, God, for all that you do. And thank you so much for your sons and daughters. And thank you so much for everything that you have given us, and a reflection that we can look at in your word to help us have the living water flowing through us each and every day. Thank you.